Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I have a dilemma that I don't know if I should, I don't know the right way to handle it, because I think it's one of those things that can handle differently between guys and girls.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
I'm strangely distracted by your shirt. Is it wet up on top or does it fade?
That's odd, because I'm strangely distracted by your shirt.
Is that just the lighting? I'm sorry.
No, that's the shirt.
Well, when you told me that you wanted me to tell the story, I got nervous and started sweating.
Okay.
It's faded.
Okay, cool. I was just having a little ADD moment. It's a nice shirt.
And what's up with your shirt?
The collar on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it either.
And the crosses on the shoulders and stuff?
Well, the crosses don't bother me.
Well, it's Halloween.
Y'all should have called each other before you dressed this morning.
Trying to be a pirate?
Yeah. You guys are having the biggest chick moment. I love this.
I just couldn't tell if you, I was like, it wasn't even raining coming in today, so why does he have moisture all over his shoulders,
wow.
Poor guy?
Now I have to do, not, so we just have a debate about what each other's wearing, and now I have to have this dilemma on how to handle this situation, guy way or girl way. Bert, if you are cutting ties with a dude friend, right?
Yes.
Do you tell him or do you just do it?
You immediately stop talking and you stop returning emails and texts and calls. There's no conversation. There's no breaking up in the guy world.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Doesn't it depend on why?
Not really.
Like, why?
No.
You don't want to be friends with that person
anymore?
So
you just...
Mm-mm. You just cut it off cold.
That's
turkey.
That's it, man. Yeah, he doesn't need to know why. We're not like women here. Let's have a little talk, you and I.
All right, so like... then how do you handle it when you get phone calls and it's like, hey, you want to go do something?
You're
always busy?
Yeah, you
doesn't
just...
Doesn't that seem like
you
such
see
a...
the call come and you hit ignore, goes to voicemail, you never call back. They email you, you never email back. After a while, they get the hint.
Okay, and then when you run into them out, and they're like, dude, how come you have an email? How come you have a call? What, don't you like me anymore?
No, you lie about not getting their emails or texts or anything.
Okay, now let me switch this. Let me switch this up. Boy, this is going to go quickly. I didn't realize how good you were at talking to people.
Yes. How many people I've blown up? Well, it's actually been the other way around, so I know how it works.
Okay, so if the guy involved in the situation is very chick-like, I think that's what's throwing me.
Well, it might require a conversation at that point, because if the guy involved is chick-like, we need answers. We need closure. We need to know why this cutoff is taking place.
I can give you insight on this with somebody that we know. I can't say who it is, but we know who I'm talking about, right? Very chick-like.
Yes.
Right?
Sensitive.
Very sensitive dude.
Wordy.
Okay.
You guys know him better than I do.
So very sensitive. We were hanging out for a while there,
right.
But this was a person that needed to have deep, meaningful relationships with everybody, like guys, women. It wasn't a lot of fun to hang out with the dude because he was just so intense,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like Bono.
Yeah, it would be like, or hanging out with Sean Penn.
Right.
Come on, dude, lighten up, man.
Yeah.
So, but we were hanging out with each other quite a bit. We took a vacation together and went surfing together and everything. And
right.
Finally, I was just fed up with it, man. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
You're like, I just want to watch football and
right.
like scratch myself.
Yeah, I want to talk about girls that I've never even been with, man.
Right.
Or lie to each other and stuff.
I want to have a good bonding afternoon where I sit in the same room on the same couch as you and we eat out of the same pizza box, but we don't say one word.
Yes.
Nice.
He was hard to shake, though, because these, you know, if you're a friend with this guy, it's a deep, meaningful relationship. He showed up to the radio station one day.
What?
I was on my way out, walking in the car. He met me in the lobby. He's like, dude, what's up?
Out of the blue?
Yeah, remember I told you about this?
Mm-hmm.
To find out why you hadn't called?
I think he said it was one of those in the neighborhood type deals. So I thought I'd just hang out in the lobby until you left. It was like 12:30.
It's like creeper.
Stalking you. Because see, he needed closure. He needed answers. Mm-hmm. So if your guy friend is anything like this, he's going to need answers.
That's what I'm worried.
And there's more ways to get in touch with you now than there was when Bert did his breakup. Because now there's Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
Well, it wasn't 1978. It was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, but it was before you were on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
So, you know, back
that
in
did
the
sound bad. I'm sorry.
Back in the old days when you could only MySpace you. So that's my fear, is like coming around the corner and then being confronted with that, because I'm not in. If I have a confrontation, there are only two types of confrontations that I'm good at. One are the ones where I know I'm 1,000,000% right, and the other one is the one where I've had plenty of time to prepare. So if it's like a subjective situation. But I can prepare. I can put myself, line myself up to be prepared for it and ready to go.
Think about how you're going to respond to this one or the other.
Then I'm good. But if I go downstairs and there's a creeper in the lobby who's been hanging out, then I'm like,
and you're in like work mode, and then all of a sudden it's friend mode in your face.
I may sleep with him. Like, it may be so.
Well, why are you making the breakup in the first place?
The same thing. The intensity.
Okay.
Like the
too
whole.
Much.
Yeah. There's too much emotion for the there's too much emotion for the for just hanging out, for just
there's some dudes that can live like on a superficial level. You know, we can go to Fido's and we can hang out for 4 hours, we can say 6 words to each other, and it was one of the greatest times I ever had. Then there are other dudes that just need to talk all the time about every little thing. Shut up, man.
I have a question in general about guy friendships.
Yes.
Like, it seems to me that it would be easier to let go of because they don't mean as much to you guys. Like, is that, and that's just from an outsider looking in?
No, I wouldn't say that, but because you're interpreting that we don't connect the same way that women do doesn't mean we don't connect. It just doesn't have to be a constant in touch with each other and talking and sharing.
Now, I understand that part. I understand that you guys are going to communicate and interact differently, and that it doesn't mean it's any less quality. I mean that if a guy friend walks out of your life for one reason or another, maybe you guys are too superficial and this guy friend of yours wants to have a deeper relationship with somebody, so they ditch you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to devastate you like it is when girls break up with their best girlfriends.
I will tell you that there are
that will bother a girl for years. I mean,
really?
It will be 10 years later and she'll still be sad that this other girlfriend of hers isn't in her life anymore. Like, I think it's like a part of you, like, all of a sudden is missing if you're that close with somebody. And then I think for guys, you're kind of like, move on.
Well, I think if, and I don't know if I'm speaking for Bert, but I think, like, in my world, there's maybe half a dozen people, if even that many, who, if they came to me and said, we can't be friends anymore because of A, B, and C, then I would be hurt. Like, I would be crushed that I wasn't able to maintain a friendship with them because I thought we were better friends than that. Like, that's maybe
very
like,
few, though.
That's like three or four people right there. That's a small core.
Even so, wouldn't you rather have those people just drop off the face of the earth than actually tell you that they're breaking up with you?
Well, these are the people that if there was a breakup, I'd be like, I would call them on it. We're like, dude, come on.
What's going on?
We see each other every, you know, week, weekend, whatever. We do talk from time to time. You know, guys don't talk to other guys. So the guys that you do talk to, if one of those blew me off, I'd be like, everything. I would go, because guys are so non-observant and like would never dawn on me that it was me. Like, I would go to the guy and go, dude, is everything okay with you?
Like, then isn't the guy going to go, yeah, everything's fine? Even if there was nothing, or, I mean, even if he knew the breakup was imminent, wouldn't he say, no, dude, everything's fine, it's in your head, and then just leave?
Yeah, that would throw me. Like, that would, if it was one of the
inner circle
but 95% of the guys, I wouldn't notice for a year and a half if they stopped calling me. I mean, quite honestly. Like, 95, and I think it's the same for most guys. Like, I think I could bring somebody up to Bert, you know, who maybe moved away 2 years ago and go, hey, have you ever talked to whatever? And he'll go, no, I haven't heard from him in a while. Oh, yeah, that's because he moved to Canada.
Yeah. Dude, where you been? It feels like we haven't talked to each other in years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it has been years.
It really has been. Because it has been, yeah.
So you're going to break up with the guy, or you're just going to let it slowly fade?
I'll let it slowly fade.
That's the manly thing to do.
This is The Bert Show.